So once again, for today, we're on page 42, some Kuflamic tests. Excuse me, 42. We'll see. Dalet, all the way, the very last line. We started this last time. We didn't have a chance to finish it, so we'll just get a little review here of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Kol HaKarim Mevarchim Lafanel U'la'achareu, that every person gets an aliyah makes two brachas, one at the beginning and one at the end. Before laying, after laying, Meshav Bura points out that everyone agrees that the second bracha, Asher Na'asan Lanu, is Midrabon. It's out of Kavod for the Sefer Torah, Kavod HaTzibur. But the question is with the first bracha, Asher Baruch Arbanu Mikolamim, very first bracha. So it's an interesting question, and that is if the person did not make Birchas HaTorah, did not make Birchas HaTorah that day, so then according to everyone, if they, when they get an aliyah and they say Asher Baruch Arbanu, that bracha would be from the Torah. Those would be like Birchas HaTorah. If he did make Birchas HaTorah already, and like most of us do, they're getting an aliyah, so then even the Asher Baruch Arbanu would be Midrabanan. Now the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the first bracha, Asher Baruch Arbanu, is on a higher level, it's more me'ulah than the second bracha, because it has, it praises Hashem, and it praises Klal Yisrael and Torah. So therefore it's on a higher level. And the bracha Asher Na'asan Lanu goes when goes on Torah Shebiktav, and then when you say V'chai Olam Nata B'Sochenu, that goes on Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains. Now, before we go further, a famous question, and it comes up unfortunately, is what happens if the person made the wrong bracha? Meaning, they got the aliyah, and you know the way it is. We've all seen it happen. The person gets up and says bracha and says, Asher Na'asan Lanu Torah SMS, V'chai Olam Nata B'Sochenu. So the answer is that if he said already, if he didn't say Brochat Hashem, if he didn't say Hashem's name, so he goes back and says Asher Baruch Arbanu Mikolamim Nasalan Nasar. But if he already said Hashem's name already, Brochat Hashem, even though he didn't say Nosan HaTorah yet, he should finish with that bracha, Nosan HaTorah. And then after the Kriya, he says the bracha Asher Baruch Arbanu. He says the first one. So he said the second one first, so we'll say the first one second. How about the other way around? How about, and this we've seen happen also, that the person is supposed to make the second bracha. So the first bracha properly, but the second bracha he made a mistake. Well, he said the first bracha fine. Second bracha, instead of saying Asher Na'asan Lanu Torah SMS, he said Asher Baruch Arbanu. Right? We've seen this happen also. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as he caught it before Baruch Ato Hashem No Say Not Torah, even though he said Baruch Ato Hashem, even though he said Baruch Ato Hashem, so then he goes, if he said Baruch Ato Hashem, so then he goes back to, and he was about to say No Say Not Torah for the first bracha, he goes back and says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Na'asan Lanu Torah SMS, V'chai Olam Na'ata V'Sochenu. Baruch Ato Hashem, Nosein HaTorah. That's, you could still recover it, unlike the first bracha. Second bracha, you could still recover it even though you say Hashem's name. If he blew it completely and nobody caught it, and he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Nosein HaTorah, in other words, he said, for the second bracha, instead of the second bracha, he said the first bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, goes back, and says the bracha all over again. The correct bracha, hopefully. In other words, he goes back, so this way he would, I guess if you want to call that, say three brachas, if you want to look at it that way. That's what he would do. Good. Further, again, we started this last time. So the Mechaber then continues. Uposeach, next page, HaSefer. They open up the Sefer Torah, Kodem Sheivark, before the first bracha. Veroah HaPosuk Shesarach La'asuk Lebo. And they show him the Pasuk where his Aliyah begins. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Kedei sheyeda ma hu mevarach. So he knows what he's making a bracha on. This is your aliyah. This is it. See, this has relevance later. What happens if they show him the wrong place? So again, but here we're not talking about that. Here they hopefully they show him the right place. So he knows where what his bracha is going on. So that's why we show him the place. Ve'achakach yevarach. Then he makes the bracha, right? Baruch Hu, Asher Baruch Arbanu. Ula'achar shekara, and after he finishes, golel umavarach. He rolls up the Torah and makes a bracha. Okay, now let's take that step. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that when on the first bracha, you don't have to roll up the Torah. You leave the Torah open. And we're not worried about, since you have the Torah open, as we'll see in the Ramah, that maybe people will think you're reading the bracha out of the Torah. We're not worried about that. Now, why do you leave the Torah open? Answer is, which is unlike what you do at the end, it's because, as we know, or those people lane, if they close it and then you have to open up again, be surprised, sometimes it shifts. And then, you know, you're more apt to lose the place. The Baal Korah. You're more apt to lose the place. It's hard enough to remember where it is altogether. So, therefore, you leave the Sefer Torah open, and you make the bracha. And the Ramah continues, the Shasha Mevarech, bracha Rishon. Again, when you're making the first bracha, Yahapach Panav Al Atzad, you should turn your, right, you have the Torah open. So you should turn your face away. Now, again, according to the Ramah does worry about this opinion that says maybe we're scared that maybe people will think it's written in the brachas are written in the Torah. So the Ramah alleviates that problem. So you leave the Torah open and turn your head away. The Nirali, and the Ramah says, it seems to me, now again, I don't want to get into this whole idea about Venir Ali, right? The whole idea of what we have from the Altar Slobaka, what Venir Ali, the importance of Venir Ali, when somebody like the Rambam or the Ramah says, it seems to me. But anyways, let's leave that aside. It seems to me, Diapach Panov Letzad Smo. He should turn his face, right, which side? So to the left. So Mishnah Berurah explains, because that's the right of Hashem. Hashem is facing him, so it's the right of Hashem, which is more important. Now, let's just finish. We're running a little late. So, Mishnah Berurah brings down in the name of the Taz and others who don't like this idea of turning your head away. Because then it looks like that you're not making the bracha on the Torah, like you're turning away. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Demara asmo ki ilo eino mavarach al mashi yikra. Rak al midi achri, it looks like you're making bracha on, you know, whatever, you know, not on the Torah, you know, turning your head away. Now you see people do that, that's one custom. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Yoser Tov lahatsim einov, shalom yistakel b'sefer Torah b'shas ha-bracha. The better way to do it is to close your eyes. So you look forward and you close your eyes. So then people see, right? I mean, if people think you're reading it out of the Torah, so that means they're obviously seeing you. But then they see that you have your eyes closed. So if we're worried, according to the second opinion, that people will suspect that maybe the brachas are written in the Torah, so if your eyes are closed, so then that obviates that problem. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's the better way to do it. But you see people, again, the Bir Halacha, he cites the Bir Halacha, and basically there's different customs. We see people doing that either. Now again, it all spins off of the fact that you have the Sefer Torah open for the first bracha. So we worried about this concern that people will possibly misconstrue that maybe the brachas are written in the Torah or not, or at least the first bracha. Right? The second bracha is no problem because it's closed. But first bracha, that's the question. And then if you are worried about it, so then the question is, how do you take care of that problem? Okay, we'll get into this a little more in our session tomorrow about covering. Now, that's going to be the next halakha. The next halakha is we cover the Torah in between aliyahs. So that, I just wanted to mention that, even though we're going to cover that tomorrow, because that gets involved with what we learned today. In other words, so that we're closing the Torah We're rolling out, we're closing the Sefer Torah in the second bracha. Why? You're going to have to cover it anyways. You're going to have to close it anyways. You don't want to leave it open between your aliyahs. That's not nice. So therefore, between after the first bracha or during the first bracha, we leave it open so that we don't get full blunted. If you close it, but after the second bracha, you're going to have to close it anyway, so close it during your aliyah. And then again, then for sure there's no problem of people suspecting that maybe the brachas are encrypted or written in the Sefer Torah. Okay, but we'll get into that a little more about coming to Sefer Torah and all that type of all those ideas in Meretz Hashem, B'li Neder, hopefully tomorrow. Okay.